Footnote, just in 2 weeks I go to Rome for studies as a bishop. We lovingly call it Baby Bishop School. So the gospel, in a very special way, places for us really the beginning of the church, and it comes with the question, Jesus asking us, who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And I had a chance to travel to the Holy Land many years ago and went to Caesarea Philippi. And the guide actually showed us and talked to us about this particular scripture passage. And he said that as Jesus stood here, the spot where he was standing on rock was the fountainhead waters of the Jordan River, which are for us the fountainhead waters of baptism. And that calls us all into it. But he also pointed out that on this side, up on the hill, was a Roman temple. And it was ruins at that time, but still it was a Roman temple. And so you can imagine Jesus first asking the question, who do you say that I am? And then we have the answer from Peter, which we'll talk about a little bit. But the spot where he was standing, he would say to Peter, you are Peter, and on this rock, right here, where all the waters of the Jordan River start, on this rock, you are Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. So that's the image where the question really comes in from Jesus. And he first says, who do the people say that I am? Which gives them a chance to kind of think about it. But then he also asks them directly, who do you say that I am? Now that question is a good one because it calls into question, who are we? Who are we? So if you were to describe yourself to someone, what would you say? What would you say? I know my brothers now introduce themselves as, I'm the brother of Bishop Kinnaman. Okay, I'm the brother of Bishop Kinnaman. That's a change, I can tell you. So how would we describe ourselves, you know? Would you start with where you're born? Would you start with your parents? Would you start with, how would you describe it? And would Jesus be a part of that description? Because in the end, that's what he's really asking us. Who do you say that I am in your life? Who do you say that I am in your life? And as you've heard, the proof is in the pudding. So the first question really underneath that is, are we conscious of Jesus in our lives? When we go to prayer, do we go to prayer? First question. And then when we go to prayer, are we open to speaking to him and open to listening to him? To let him really begin to touch our lives daily with his love and with his voice. When I got the call from the Holy Father through Archbishop Christophe Pierre, it was a breathtaking moment. Breathtaking. And I didn't say yes immediately because I knew what it meant. But after he asked me for a second time, will you be the fourth bishop of Biloxi? I said, yes, in faith. Because it was in faith. I had been here as a child many years ago to go to camp in Bay St. Louis and Waveland and Past Christiane. So I knew the area a bit, but this was a step after 39 years in Corpus Christi. And we're praying for those folks in a special way. That's really part of the invitation, who do you say that I am? So in your marriages, who do you say that I am? You are a sign of how Christ loves his church. You are a sign, our married couples, of Jesus' life, passion, death, and resurrection. Every day. Sometimes, couples, you are signs of his love and signs of his passion, death, and resurrection multiple times during the day. the love of Christ is given to us. And the invitation to love him and pour ourselves into his life is profound. So are we people of the word, which we just heard? Are we people that receive the word, are so open to it that it changes our life every time we hear it? That the miracle of the word happens every single time we hear it? Are we a people who allow Jesus to touch our commitment moments? So do we bring to him those things that are really important in our lives and ask him to show us the way, to guide us, to send us his Holy Spirit, to fill us with his love? It can also be a crisis moment. And I think most of you know I was in the hospital for a month after saying yes to the Holy Father. And I'm laying in a hospital unable to do anything. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord Jesus, you've just called me to be a bishop. I'm in a hospital. What are you trying to tell me? And he basically was saying, lay in my arms. Let me love you. Let me care for you. Let me be with you. Let my people share their love with you and accept it as you lay there in the hospital bed. 30 pounds later, I was able to follow through with the yes that I had said to the Holy Father and to the Holy Spirit to follow. Those crisis moments are really called to be moments of faith. Those crisis moments are really meant to invite us into the love of Christ. But it doesn't have to be a crisis. Who do you say that I am as you watch the eclipse of the sun? Who do you say that I am? Just 3 days ago, we almost had a full eclipse of the moon. It was very close, very close. Just a small crescent. All of those are moments that call us into relationship with him. And to say there are things bigger than us, and that it's all not about us either. That it's really about his love and his question to us. Who do you say that I am? And so, is he at the center of our lives? Is he at the center of our lives? And does his love really go through our lives completely? So children, if you haven't loved on your parents today, love on them today. Parents, give thanks for the gift of your children, and you can love on them too today. And those that are married couples, you know what I'm talking about. Love each other today. And all of us that are single, we are called to be prayer warriors. Every single one of us that's single. We are prayer warriors. And actually, together, all of us are prayer warriors. And so our prayer is lifted up today for all the folks around the world that are struggling, and especially the folks that are struggling from storms. Bangladesh right now has a tremendous amount of flooding going on. Also in Texas, we remember them. And all the folks in the Middle East who are suffering, all the refugees who are suffering, we pray for them. But most of all, we pray for ourselves, that we may continue to grow in love with Jesus, and the who do you say that I am will be a blessing. Finally, Father Bob. We are grateful for his yes many years ago. How many years has it been now?
42.
42 years ago. He's got me beat. I'm at 40. It's a blessing that he said yes. And we as bishops and priests are human too. But as bishops and priests, the chance to be able to hold the body and blood of Christ is indescribable. The chance to be able to share in the sacrament of reconciliation with you is great humility, great humility, great blessing. The chance to baptize the munchkins and the big ones is a great blessing, because that's the moment when we touch the fountainhead of the waters of baptism at the Jordan with Jesus. So we celebrate with you as a parish the union of your priest becoming your pastor.